This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 273, for Thursday, May 31st, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. So, 273. How many years does that mean I've been putting up with you?
Putting up with my stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too long. All right. Hit me. I'm sure you've got some really bad joke.
So, you know, yesterday, I had a clown open a door for me.
What?
Yeah, but I thought it was a nice jester.
No.
Come on, that was good. Okay, you should have seen the ones I rejected.
Anyway, that made the final cut?
That made the final cut.
Did I mention God help me?
All right, what do we got going on this week? New and exciting products, new stuff. Go.
You have it all.
Well, right in front of you, it's not like it's difficult for you to reach over.
You know, I think I'm just going to sit back and let you do it all.
No, I don't think so.
I am. All right, so new and exciting. The next shipment of our Sailor Pro Gear slate in both the slim and the large size will be arriving in about a week to 10 days. So those of you who have pre-ordered,
they are coming in.
They are coming in. And then we do have another shipment coming soon after. Our order requirements are a little bigger on this, so they're coming in batches.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yes.
You got this. This is yours, right?
That's
yours.
The slim is mine. Yours is the large.
This one's not mine yet. Mine hasn't come in yet.
No, I have mine.
No, it's great. It's love this pen. It's such a great color, isn't it?
I loved
it's not blue, it's
our
not gray.
First slate in the 1911, mm-hmm. but I do prefer just the shape of the Pro Gear Slim. And, you know, I have that growing.
You have that Pro Gear Slim collection.
Is perfect.
The large, I think, is a little more popular than the Slim.
I know, I'm
like
surprised.
Like almost 2-1.
Which is crazy.
Like every week, it's like twice as many large as slim.
I need to cheer more for the slim. Go slim. Go slim. Go slim.
Anyway,
go slim.
Those are coming in. That's awesome.
All 7 nib sizes.
Yeah, I think we still have all 7 of both sizes. So
yes, I'm excited. I was a little concerned. Concern's not the word, but. Getting them in batches, but I think it actually works better this way. As you want it, we have it.
It's working out.
Yeah, it's working out. And this is cool.
Also from Japan, from the other Japanese Big Three, the Clear Pilot Kakano.
I will confess that I'm a moron, and I didn't realize that they didn't have clips. I guess I'd never taken one out. Well, they're in packages.
They are in packages.
So we don't have any out. And I like the clear. I'm not a clear pen person, but
no, it's nice.
Yeah, I like it better than the other colors.
Now this one
just because it gives you options.
This one has on the nib.
What's this, the little stick your tongue out face?
This has the smiley face with the tongue sticking out.
These come in extra fine, fine, and medium nibs, which is awesome.
Yeah, so you get an extra fine in different than the other Kakanos, all 3 sizes available in clear.
Right.
So in the other ones, you can only get
fine and medium.
Yep, but there are, you don't get the blue
right
in both colors, both sizes. So that's cool. And it's a good pen for beginners. It's a good pen to throw in your bag.
Nice, solid little pen for $13.50.
Basically the same nib that's on the Metropolitan, except only for the extra fine.
With the cute little
cute smiley
face.
Smiley face, yeah. Love it.
What's to go? You can't go wrong with a little pen that's grinning at you.
Yeah, yeah, so. That's nice.
What else do we have? We have some Mont Blanc ink that came in. You know, I don't understand how we get our shipments sometimes. We got in the Red Fox cartridges. So if you're looking for the Mont Blanc Petite Prince in the Red Fox, we have it in the cartridges. I'm guessing that the bottles are coming.
But it's a nice color.
Yeah. Hold that up.
That's nice. It's kind of
hair?
a kind of a coppery orange kind of.
Match my hair?
No, not really. Good try.
But those
brownish
are
brownish orange. Would you call
yes.
it? Yes, that's nice.
It's kind of a coppery color.
Coppery. Yeah. How come all the good copper orange colors are limiteds?
I think it's a conspiracy against you.
Because I like that. That's
don't
nice.
We do still have a bottle of Lamy copper, copper orange.
Yep. Yep.
I did like that color. Yep. That was pretty. All right. So, what else?
Yeah, those just came in, so those are available. Outlet. So new sites, we're redesigning certain things. Now the outlet is back.
It's a work in progress.
And we've got a bunch of new stuff in the outlet.
New stuff in the outlet?
Stuff in the outlet.
We've added product to the outlet, kind of rethinking how we do things. And, you know, to be honest, Chicago, opening the Chicago store has really helped focus our attention.
Fine-tune.
All right. Fine-tune some of our product offerings. And some things are in outlet because they're being discontinued by the companies. Other things, we have simply looked at a number of factors, how easy products are to get, the margin, which as a retailer has to be a factor, customer requests, and a number of other things.
How long it's been sitting on the shelf.
How long it's been sitting on the shelf, how easy certain things are more difficult to ship to and from. And so we've decided to make some cuts. And so among them are Diatramentis ink. And so all of our Diatramentis bottled ink and all of the samples are on sale. And once they're gone, they're gone.
Yep.
We will not be restocking these. Same thing with the Zequins notebooks. I do think I want one of the aubergine.
I might grab one of these for myself. I'm going to have to confess that I'm probably joining the member of the
notebook club. Nice.
I just like that. I like that they're foldable.
Mm-hmm.
We still are going to carry at least for a while the Atoya Portfolio Anywhere journals
in the bright blue. Yes.
Those are nice. Those are actually made by Zequins for Atoya. But and the regular Zequins line,
blank.
Those are all blank.
Yes,
three sizes. But the regular Zequins journals,
we will be discontinuing.
We've carried them for quite a while, but it's time to move on. Now, what this means is, anything that's in the outlet, we're making room for other stuff. So
yes.
Once we get rid of this, that means we've
got
some
cool things that are.
We have some good ideas.
Well, and we have some product that we know is coming, and we need the room.
Like what? Whisper it in my ear.
Yeah. The remainder of the Delta ballpoints. We only have three more Delta pens. Three ballpoints.
Three left.
Yes.
Like seriously, people.
Three.
Delta. The matte journal. We got a couple of those.
Yes.
And the masterpiece.
Yes.
Ballpoint.
Yes.
Stupid. Like basically our cost on these. So.
And since Delta's,
I'm just saying,
pretty much. Done. It's when they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone, yeah. We have three left, so.
It's kind of sad.
It is sad, yeah. I actually sold one of my
one
of my Deltas to a good customer of ours because he wanted another one. Let's just say that. He wanted another one. So
okay.
I sold one of my Deltas.
Okay. Certain Diamine and Robert Oster inks, we've decided not to restock. Again, just color-wise, sales-wise.
Yeah, if it's not a popular color, there's no need. I mean, some of these we've been carrying for a long time.
We have. So. You know, my question is, how many black inks can the pen community really support? Like,
everybody makes a black. At least one.
And some have more than one. Maybe we should just have Kim make a list of how many different black inks there are.
No, I don't want to know.
All right. Something that makes me sad is the Faber-Castell Loom. All of the metallic colors, and we don't have much left. There was the orange, the silver. The metallic blue was really cool,
yeah,
and the metallic
nice
violet was gorgeous. I love that. Those are all gone or leaving. And then the
some of the plums,
the Loom piano,
the metallics,
the Loom piano.
Yeah, that's what I meant. In
everything except black and white.
Black and white. So
the black and white are staying.
You know, like,
you know, the lime is shockingly popular.
It is popular.
I don't know why they're getting rid of some, but
this one here I always liked. Mm-hmm. It's purple.
They are keeping the gunmetal in both the matte and the shiny, but all the old colors of the looms are going away. So if that's anything you were interested in, grab it now before they're gone. Because
so, matching rollerball, matching ballpointers.
Yes, like
most of the fountain pens and many of the choices are gone. But I think in some of the pianos, we still have some of those left.
Yes, and there are a number of other things left over from the old site that we brought over. Again, things that have been discontinued, things that we've chosen to discontinue, little onesie twosies here and there. So check it out. I don't know, whenever I shop, that's like my first thing to do.
You're shopping in our outlet?
No, but checking out any site. You go to the clearance first. That's the best part.
So lots more stuff.
Yes.
So,
anyway, all right.
That's it for outlet this week.
Mm-hmm.
We have rapid fire.
Didn't I just do rapid fire with Eric?
You did a couple weeks ago. We ought to have like music. It'd be like rapid fire and then da-da.
No.
All right. So I get to do it this time. I have no idea.
Oh, good luck.
No idea what I'm getting myself into.
Go. I'm ready.
Rodeo or Tomoe River?
Oh. You know, I have a confession.
What? You've never used Tomoe?
I haven't.
Don't you have a Hobonichi?
No.
Oh.
No, because it's too small. I wouldn't use it.
I bought one and then... You returned it.
Yes.
You're a serial returner.
Well, I didn't use it. So, yes. So I'd have to go with Rodia. I love the idea of Tomoe, but it's one of those notebook club things. I would just buy it and not use it.
You know, I was talking with Chris the other day. He said that Chris Dorn, Mr. Paper himself.
Okay.
He said people actually buy used Hobonichis.
That's a really smart idea.
I thought it's kind of crazy. I'm going to go with Tomoe because I do have a Hobonichi that I don't really use all that much, but I do like the paper.
When you use it.
When I use it.
Okay. All right. Go. Yep. I'm ready.
Next question. Spiral bound or cloth stitch bound? Cloth / stitch bound.
I don't like spiral. So I'd have to go with the cloth or the stitch bound.
Yeah, I'm going to go with cloth and stitch bound.
The spiral always gets bent, or I put it in my bag around, and then it gets squashed. Yeah, that's no good.
All right, next question.
Okay, I'm ready.
A picnic or eating at a restaurant?
Well, there are so many options. Is it buggy? Is it breakfast, lunch, or dinner? Is it?
I'm going to go with restaurant.
Okay, restaurant.
Just because...
That way you don't have to bring anything
prep,
with you?
There's no post.
I know. You show up.
You eat. You pay. They serve you. We're all good.
Restaurant.
Oh. This must be why I have these here.
Okay.
Waterman Mysterious Blue or Waterman Serenity Blue?
Serenity.
Mysterious.
You like the blue-black?
I like the blue-black.
Serenity.
It.
Hands down.
I'm assuming that's what those are here for. I hope
get
not.
It? Hands
not,
down?
I'm sorry. Hands down.
Hands down.
Swimming or hiking?
Ooh, swimming.
Hiking. I've never seen you swim. All these years we've been together, I've never seen you swim.
We don't have a pool. Well, the last time I went hiking was not great.
All right. Queasy, menthol green, or Queasy Azure #4?
Oh, that's hard. Menthol.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to say menthol myself.
All right.
I like it. It reminds me of... It reminds me of the Anderson Penn's Peacock Sailor.
Oh, yeah.
It would be a good fit for that.
Actually, it would fit really well in one of your pens that's right down there.
What is this?
All right.
Sam or Frodo?
Neither.
Neither. You got to pick one.
Gandalf.
I'm going to go with Sam.
All right.
Sam I am. Ooh, all right. Pro Gear off. Slate or 1911 Slate?
Pro Gear, slim.
This, you know, if we had, I'm going to be one of those guys. If we had a 1911 large slate, I would pick that over anything. But I'm going to have to go with the Pro Gear Slate because it comes in a large.
Okay.
And I like the larger pen.
All right, slim. Pro Gear, slim.
Okay, so Pro Gear wins on that one. Brats or burgers?
Ooh. Burgers.
I'm going to go with brats.
Okay.
Pilot cock and O nib. This one's interesting. Okay. Smiley.
Okay.
Winky.
Yep.
Or the tongue sticking out.
Tongue.
I'm gonna go with winky.
I'm going with tongue because it's a little rebellious and snarky.
Winky, wasn't that one of the dwarves?
Can you name all the dwarves?
I cannot name all the dwarves. I can name all the bad dwarves. Or a good selection of them. Oh, here we go. This is totally impromptu. This is going to be awesome if she can do it.
Happy, grumpy, sleepy, dopey, doc.
Slimy? No, that's not one of them. I don't know.
Happy, dopey, sleepy, grumpy, doc.
Can we have one of those time lapse things here? And then like an hour later.
I can't think of one. My kids are going to be so embarrassed.
They can't do it either. So
all right.
Anyway. All right.
Other news.
last week, I erroneously said. Right. That too. I said that as well. We do not recommend eyedropping Lamy safaris. And actually, where I've heard that before.
To eyedropper them or to not eyedropper them?
Taking the rollerball barrel. What people have done and what I forgot was, is they, still thinking about those stupid dwarves. Is they use hot glue, I think, is how they seal it off. But it leaks, so yeah, don't use a Lamy rollerball barrel to eyedropper your safari. And you can if you want to have a sprinkler or something, but anyway, don't do that.
All right.
Memorial Day weekend, we just got back from a three-day weekend.
We actually took 2 days off. I did
two, yeah.
Saturday
two.
And Sunday.
Yeah.
I worked on Monday,
yeah,
and you repaired pens,
yeah.
But... sometimes it snows in Wisconsin in May.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes it snows in Wisconsin in May. And so we don't get our outdoor patio table out until after the Chicago Pen Show. And sometimes it's after Raleigh.
Not usually. Okay. It's usually after.
So anyway, after this past weekend, we got out the dining room, the dining set, and the chairs and the umbrella, and
windows,
put all the
screens
up and took the storms off. Always a bit of a production. So that was our excitement on Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
I think so.
Yep.
So I think that means spring and summer are officially like
here. Well, it was like 100 degrees.
Oh, my God.
On Saturday.
Was, yeah.
Or Sunday, one of those days.
Sunday.
Both. It was 100 degrees, literally 100
yes.
degrees.
Yes. You went biking.
I went biking. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm crazy. So.
You are. What else happened? We grilled out. Everybody loves it when Brian grills. I like it because I don't have
yep.
to cook.
You don't have to cook.
And what else did we do? That was about
that
it.
Was
we
about
actually
it. Didn't do
just
much.
Kind of relaxed. It was yep. really, really nice.
So that was good. And speaking of pen shows,
this
yep. week, Raleigh Pen Show.
Woo! In fact, we leave today.
We leave this week and
tomorrow.
Yeah, whenever.
I don't know when we're leaving.
But anyway, Raleigh Pen Show.
We're packing.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Really, I think the start of the summer pen show season. And I really enjoy the Raleigh show. It's a smaller show. It's run by Terry Mayhorter.
Runs a great show.
There's an auction. Different hotel this year.
Yes.
Which would be different. I always think of this show because we used to stay at this hotel where they had a nice little outdoor patio, and we would go there after the show, and we would have a beverage, we have dinner, and we're not going there this year, so I don't
you're
know.
All confused.
But yeah, I used to think it was Atlanta because it was spring, and it's not. And now I know that it's Raleigh, and we're not going. So
we're not going to that hotel.
We're going to that hotel. So
I just schedule it.
You just mess with me.
I just make arrangements at different hotels just to mess with you, so. Just to keep you on your feet.
So it's going to be exciting, new hotel.
Yes.
And get to see some familiar faces, and I'm excited about that. So, and we made a decision last week. I don't know, this is completely crazy, but we haven't done the Miami Pen Show since what, 2012, 13?
It's been five years.
We decided that maybe I would fly down to Miami. I would bring some pens.
I'm not going.
And Lisa's not going. I'm grabbing two tables instead of the typical five, which means there's going to be...
No ink,
no paper.
Right.
I'll have mostly pens. I will be bringing some vintage.
Yes.
And I've been working on some of that. This is stuff that's not on the website. It's not going on the website until after the show. So if you buy it there, I don't have to put it up. You get first crack at it. We're talking Esterbrooks, Schaefer snorkels, vacuumatics, touchdowns, things like that. So vintage Japanese pilot, platinum, sailor, bringing Visconti. I'm bringing whatever I can fit in my suitcase, essentially, and I'm going to ship one box.
Yes. A little silk, bit maybe. A little bit of storage, the Visconti silk cases, but no refills, no cartridges, no repair supplies, no bottled ink, no paper.
So what that means is, and you won't find it on the website, there is no real Miami Pen Show pickup. So I can't, I can't travel with that much stuff. So, you know, if you bought a pen or something, I could probably squeeze it in.
Maybe
squeeze it in, but just call first and then we'll see what we can do. But anyway, this July 13th through the 15th, lots of pens. I will have one bottle of ink for testing. And testers and things like that. So, but I am going. Lisa's staying home.
I'm very excited.
She's super
Although,
excited.
I love Bert, and he puts on a great show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a little different.
And it's a different hotel.
Different hotel
from the last time. Yep. So I'm a little disappointed, but it doesn't make sense for both of us to fly down, and it's just way too far to drive. I mean, I know we drive further, but it's just time of year.
That's a 26, 28-hour trip for us, so both ways.
Yep. I'll see if Jeff can come down and see you. That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be nice, yeah. I've got Sunday evening free. Maybe he can come out then. But put that in the calendar. If you're in the area, definitely stop by and say hi. I'll have two tables. And I'm having these 96-pen binders, and I'm just going to load them up. And it's gonna be a lot of fun, a little different format for us.
It'll be interesting to see how it works. And if it works really well, then maybe I don't have to go and I can just sleep late and you can be the one to do all the traveling. That works for me.
No. We should also mention after the Raleigh Pen Show this week, we're having three events
back to back
in Chicago. We've got
Retro 51.
Retro 51 is next week.
The 8th and 9th.
The week after that is
Sailor.
Scott Hammer's coming down for that, or coming up for that, or over wherever he is in the country at the time. So that's going to be fun. And the week after, I'm totally stoked about this.
The 22nd and 23rd, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Is John Lane from Pilot and Namiki and David Oscarson.
On that Friday, David Oscarson. So that's going to be really good. And David just got married, so congratulations.
He did.
David.
I was going to mention that.
I'm going to just say it. So I'm going to bring this pen with me when we go. So
what is that?
That is a.
This is the David Oscarson Koi in teal.
In teal.
Have we talked about this
we
before?
We have not talked about it. It is a fantastic pen. Really,
this was a gift to Brian from me. For two things, because we don't normally do expensive gifts, but Brian handled all of the construction for the Chicago store, because if I had done it, we wouldn't have a store.
We'd still be working.
We'd still be working on it. Just crazy decision overload and just a whole lot of unnecessary back and forth. And I don't... I'm a little too impatient. So Brian handled all of the construction for the Chicago store. And then Brian handled all of the new website. And so these were going on at the same time. Neither of these were particularly easy.
No.
And so Brian had seen this in D.C.
Was it D.C.? Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And fell in love. And then I made secret arrangements with David in L.A., and so it showed up.
It has depth
and
to
so,
it.
You know, it thank so, you for all of your hard work, Hubs.
Thank you.
I'm going to bury you with it.
You're probably going to kill me with it one of these days. But no, it's a super pen.
It's gorgeous.
And it comes in a great box. It's got a great,
great
18-karat nib. The section's got bamboo leaves on it. Just everything about it is...
David makes beautiful
pens. Yes, it's fantastic.
Pens.
And this is going to sound stupid, but it's a beautiful pen and it writes well.
Yes.
Sometimes those two don't necessarily go together.
Yep.
I mean, I left it on my desk for a week. I came back and the thing wrote up right away.
Why'd you leave it on your desk for a week?
I'm not taking this. This stays on my desk.
Oh, you mean when we travel?
When I went to Richard Binder's
seminar. Okay.
I left it because I'm not taking this with me. God forbid I leave it somewhere or drop it. It's a heavy pen and it's big.
Right.
It's gorgeous. A good desk pen. So yep. I use it every day.
Awesome.
So anyway.
So a couple personal notes. Congratulations to David Oscarson, who just got married. So much love and best wishes to you both. And we will see you soon. And then two sad bits of news. My best friend, Michelle, and our good friend, Brandon Lee, both lost their fathers in the last week. So love to both of you guys. So there you go.
All right. Anything else?
That's about it. We need to go finish packing.
Right. That's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. See us in Raleigh. And tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of cool stuff. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.